Hi everyone, welcome to Take 10 for Torah number 344. I hope you all are well. What I wanted to talk about is something relating to Shavuos. And we know that there's a bit of a pursuit of perfection when it comes to the holiday of Shavuos. What am I talking about? So I'm talking about the first night of Shavuos, we know, begins very late, and that's simply because it's late May. And because it's late May, the sun sets very late. And so Yom Tov, the holiday, starts very late. Now, what about making early Shavuos? So the answer is, well, we don't really make early Shavuos. And there's a reason for that. And let me just, before, as an introduction, talk about what it means when we make early Shabbos. Early Shabbos means, you know, we're sort of doing that in this season as well. And we take, let's say, Mariv, which is the evening prayer. And instead of waiting till it's actually nighttime, we rely on the opinions that say that the dividing point between afternoon and evening is a time known as Plag HaMincha. Plag HaMincha is earlier in the afternoon, towards late afternoon, but earlier in the afternoon while it's still light outside. And we rely on that opinion to say, you know, that opinion holds that that's the dividing line between Mincha and Mariv. And so therefore we daven Mariv at a time which is after that point, which is technically not yet nightfall. And so you're allowed to do that because the Gemara says in Brachos Dav Chav Zayin Amud Beis, Rav Tzali Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. He would daven the tefillah of Shabbos on Friday afternoon. And Rabbi Yeshaya, Matzli Shal Motzei Shabbos B'Shabbos. He would say the Mariv for Motzei Shabbos, for, right, what we refer to as Saturday night, he would say that, let's say, Saturday afternoon, late afternoon. And so maybe he had somewhere to go, he was in a rush, something, but whatever it was, he would say that Shemona Esrei while it was still Shabbos day. And so we know that you're allowed to daven before the actual day. Now, again, you have to repeat Kriya Shema, because Kriya Shema requires it to be evening, but vis-a-vis tefillah, you're allowed to daven Mariv early. Now, it's preferred that you daven Mincha before Plag HaMincha, so that it's consistent, logically, that Plag HaMincha, that period of time, towards the late afternoon, becomes the dividing point between your Mincha and your Mariv. Okay, with that introduction, and I think we may have talked about that in a previous 10, if not, we should. With that introduction, let me read to you the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, when it comes to Shavuos, Beyom Chamishim L'Sfiras HaOmer Hu Chag Shavuos, the 50th day of the Omer count, which we technically do not count, it's the day that comes after the 49 days that we do count, so that's Shavuos. The Mishnah Berurah says, what do we do that night? U'ma'achron L'Hispal El Arvis, we wait to daven Mariv b'chnisa Shavuos b'tzitzok ha'chavim. We wait until stars come out, and we wait until it's actually dark. Not sunset, which is the beginning of dark, but not quite yet dark, but rather, instead, we wait for dark, dark, dark. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah says, k'dei shehe yemei ha'sfira mem tes yom temimos. So that sfira is 49 whole days. Temimos, they should be tamim, they should be perfect full days. Where does this come from? Where does this idea come from? So it comes from the pasuk in the Torah that describes Sfiras HaOmer, and it says, Sheva Shabbosos Temimos Tihiyena, 7 weeks which shall be Temimos, they shall be perfect, they shall be whole. That's what the pasuk describes when it tells us to count. It says, Tisperu Chamishim Yom, and so there's some element of it that if we bring in Shavuos too early, which is day 50, which is after the count, that in some way is diminishing and taking away from the days that we counted. And so it's almost as if we only counted 48 and a half days, or 48 and 80% of a day, instead of actually counting Temimos, the 49th full day. Okay, so that's the rationale, or as it seems to be the simple rationale for this. The question is, the Mishnah Berurah says that you wait for Mariv. Why would you wait for Mariv to do that, right? Mariv, you know, generally on Yomim Tovim, we wait till nightfall to make Kiddush, for example, on the first days of Pesach. We want to do the mitzvah of matzah on the night of Pesach, so we want to ascertain for sure, for certain, that it's night, so we wait till nightfall. On Sukkot as well, we want to make sure we're in the Sukkah, eating in the Sukkah, the night of Sukkot, so it has to be nightfall. So here too, let's say, wait for Kiddush. And indeed, the Shla, Rabbi Yeshaya Horowitz, writing in the early 17th century, refers to this Temimos idea of waiting till the 49th day is completely done, but only refers to Kiddush and eating. He says, don't worry about Kiddush you make in shul. Kiddush you make in shul is not really such a big deal. He says also that don't worry about the fact that you daven early, because just because you daven early, that's no indicator. We daven Shabbos early all the time. That's not an encroachment on anything else. And so, in any event, the Shla, which is one of the original sources of this custom, doesn't actually phrase it the way the Mishnah Berurah phrases it. Mishnah Berurah says you got to wait even for Maariv. What we do in Shul, and many Shuls do, is they daven Mincha. Somebody gives a shir, because there's a lot of time to, so to speak, kill. Of course, the best way to kill time is with a good shir. But what we do is we wait before we even daven Maariv, and we wait a long time until we daven Maariv, until it's actually nightfall, and then we don't get home until very late. We eat late, and then you stay up late. So it's a whole very late evening in the aggregate. Okay, so this Tamimos idea is very interesting, and the question is that the reason? And does that reason justify delaying not only Kiddush, but also Maariv? So there's another reason that's mentioned, the Emek Dever, the Netziver of Natali Tzvi, Yehuda Berlin, brings another reason. He says, the Pasuk describes that 50th day of Shavuos, and it says, Ukarasim be'etzem hayom hazeh. You shall declare on that day, be'etzem hayom hazeh, in the essence of that day. So he says there are a couple possible interpretations of what the essence of that day can mean. One of them, he says, can mean that it's that day with no obligation, or perhaps even a restriction, of adding to that day. It should be that day and only that day. So he says that's what it means over here by Shavuos. That's the only possibility. And therefore, if you're not supposed to add to that day, you should make sure that you only start, meaning it's not that you might encroach on the day before, as the Shla understands it, but rather instead, it's that you should not be adding to the day itself, because it says, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. Now that might be a better reason to wait for Maariv as well, right? He says, it's not the Magen Avraham Hatam Mishum Dekas of Tamimus. He doesn't like that other reason altogether, that whole Tamimus business. He says, first of all, shouldn't we be careful about Tamimos every single night, right? If I go in from day 39 into day 38, should I bring in 39 before I finish 38? I mean, we don't care about that. We don't mind saying it a little bit earlier, than we absolutely have to. So why does Tamimos have this hakpada, right? Why do we have this necessity here on the final night, and not any others? And he makes another good point. He says, Vesu, and further, Tmimos b'shvuos ksiv. The Torah actually says, Sheva shabasos tmimos tihiyana. It refers to the weeks being whole, not actually referring to the days being whole. So altogether, we have these two different reasons. One reason is because of Tmimos, which kind of only explains, as the Shla explicitly says, it kind of only explains why we would wait for Kiddush and eating, doesn't really explain why would we wait for Maariv, and we have this reason of the Netziv, which kind of might explain why we don't want to do anything to bring in the day any earlier, and maybe why we wouldn't want to daven Maariv early as well. That might explain the Minhag. But then again, if you look through the Poskim, many Poskim just say to wait for Kiddush, and they don't refer to waiting for Maariv. But what I wanted to make sure we have time to do in the 10 minutes we have, and the truth is, you know, most of us aren't dictating what we do. Our shul has a minhag, and our shul does as many do, like the Mishnah Berurah says, which is their right, and that's okay. Some understand, by the way, that the reason you're supposed to wait for Maariv is not because of Tamimos, but it's because usually when you daven Maariv early, you're supposed to say Shema at some point before you go to sleep, right? Because it's supposed to be said when it gets dark outside. But tonight, the night of Shavuos, you're not going to sleep. So when are you going to say Shema? You're going to forget to say Shema. So therefore, make sure you daven Maariv in the proper time, so Shema is said at the proper time. That's possibly one of the rationales and explanations. But I want to share with you a Medrash of Yikra Rabbah. The Medrash says, Tani Rabbi Chiya Sheva Shabbasu Tamimos Tihienu. What does it mean when it says they should be Tamimos? Emosai hein Tamimos Bizman She Yisrael Osin Ratono Shel Makom. When are these weeks considered tamim? When are they considered wholesome and perfect and flawless, uninterrupted and not degraded in any way? When the Jews behave well. When the Jews behave well. So says Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach on this whole discussion, it frustrates him. You know, this is not in the Gemara, it's not in the Mishnah, it's a minhag that comes much later, and it's tied to the interpretation of Psukim. But it's weird that that comes so late in history. He says, "Bedin tamimos shel sfiras haomer." Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, "Ma'od medaktikim." People are very careful. the Maros, in spite of the fact, Shazer Rak Merumiz Bepasuk, it's sort of like hinted to in the Pasuk, V'ilu Tamim Tia Im Hashem Elokecha, the idea of being Tamim with God, which is an explicit Pasuk, which means to put entirely our faith in God in all of our endeavors and everything that we do, that Pachos Midachtikim, we're not so careful. So we find one Tamimos to care about, and the other Tamimos we don't. He quotes Rabbi Yisachar, see, having a sefer here, Rabbi Yisachar Shlomo Teichtal, who says as follows. He says, Ad shemedaktikam shalayachsar mimei ha-sfira shiu tamimos b'kiddush of a tefillah. We care so much to make sure that sfira is perfect with kiddush and tefillah. Like that medrash says, yedaktiku lasos ritzono shalmakom. We should be careful to do right things. Another 10 minutes here or there in regard to tamimos coming into Erev Shavuos is not nearly as important as we following the precept of tamim tia im Hashem Elokecha, or us following the precept of being a tamim, as the Medrash says, which has to do with being osei ritzono shel makom, doing what God wants and doing the right thing. That's the best type of tamimos that we can ever offer. Have a great Yontif.